On Friday, we started discussing the notes of the shofar, and we established that one has to blow Tekiah Shvarim Teruah Tekiah three times, and Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah three times, and Tekiah Teruah Tekiah three times, because of the suffix, what exactly is meant by a Teruah in the Torah. And there were three possibilities, and since we have to blow Teruah three times, so we have to do each of those three possibilities three times. And we established that the suffix in the Gemara was, is a Teruah a wailing sound, or is it a sobbing sound, or is it both of them together? But what we haven't really discussed is what exactly is this sobbing sound? What exactly is a Teruah? And it's one of these difficult things in Halakha. There are certain things which are very easy to describe or easy to delineate. So you can say that a sukkah must be at least 10 tefachim high, and it mustn't be more than 20 amot high. And we know what a tefach is, and we know what an amah is, even though there's a little bit of disagreement about it. But essentially, we can say what it is. And then we know the dimensions of a sukkah. We say a sukkah needs to have X number of walls, so we know what a wall is, and in actual fact, the Gemara tells us what a wall is, and so it's very easy to understand. But to describe a sound is much harder. And where we're told that it's a wailing sound, what exactly is that? And that's one of the things that makes it hard to understand exactly what a Teruah should be. Most Baalei Tekiah, I think, just blow the way they've always heard it blown previously. But in actual fact, if you go to different places, you'll hear it blown different ways. And is it just a matter of minhag? Is there a correct way, not a correct way, etc., etc.? That's the question. So the first debate about it is actually, how long does a Teruah need to be? The Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet says Shir Tekiah Kishalosh Teruot. The length of a Tekiah is the same as three Teruahs. The Shir Teruah Kishalosh Yavavot, and the length of a Teruah is three Yavavot. And a Yavava is just a sound. But the Gemara explains, in actual fact, what the Mishnah means is that the length of a Tekiah is the same as a Teruah, and a Teruah is three Yavavot. Now, so okay, a Teruah is three Yavavot, but that's still not clear what exactly that means, because there's actually a machloket between Rashi and Tosfot, what three Yavavot means. According to Rashi, it just means three kolot ba'alma kolshehu, three sounds, beep, beep, beep. That's a Teruah, according to Rashi. Whereas Tosfot, a Yavava is three sounds, like that. And three Yavavot, which makes up a Teruah, is nouns, nine sounds like that. So according to Tosfot, it's duh, 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 duh. That's a Teruah. So we've got a machloket. Is a Teruah just three pips, or is it nine pips? In actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tavkuf Tzadik, Sif Gimel, brings both opinions. First brings the Yesh Omrim, like Rashi, that it's just three pips, and then a Yesh Omrim, like Tosfot, that it's nine pips. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make it clear what the halacha is, though generally speaking, when the Shulchan Aruch has a Yesh Omrim and a Yesh Omrim, the halacha follows the second Yesh Omrim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Bet says that the Achronim say that it's correct l'chatchila to follow the view of Tosfot and to have nine pips, but b'diavad, if there were only three pips, then it's kosher. So, you know, some shul people, you know, get very worried, oh, you know, in one of the Teruahs there were only eight pips. Okay, it's all right. So, you know, there's the katkila, there should be nine, but if there are eight, it's still kosher. In any event, most Baalei Tekiah seem to blow more than nine pips. Anyhow, I think I generally blow 17, 18, something like that. So you're never going to have too few. But you've still got really a question of what does it mean, a pip? You know, kolot, as Rashi says, kolot ba'alma kol shehu. So sometimes you hear very skilled Baalei Tekiah, and their Teruah will be and you're really impressed when you hear a Baltikir who can get his pips so fast together. In actual fact, though, there's a Ritvah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet that says when we're talking about these sounds, it's not supposed to reflect the sound of the shofar, any sound, kol shehu, but elal otan kolot shor sound number fifth, but the sound that a person would make with their mouth. And it seems to me that the sound of a sobbing is actually more than, you know, sort of you sob, even if it's quick sobs, it's something like that. So I would say that, you know, it might well be that a truer, you know, these very, very fast truers, maybe that's not what the Ritvah had in mind, and maybe that's it doesn't actually sound like a sobbing sound. So that could be a question, and maybe they should be slower. There's also Bichlal Machloket in the Minhagim of how to blow these truas. From Rashi and Tosfos, it sounds like, you know, it's pips, two, 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 two. Some of the Rishonim describe it as two, two, two. But the Siddur of Rav Sadia Gaon, and this is also appears in the Ritz Geat, in the name of Rav Shura Gaon and Rav Hai Gaon, that in actual fact the trua is one sound which wavers. So it's it's not broken up sounds. And in actual fact, that's the way that the Teimanim blow a trua. And that was the minhag amongst many communities in Ashkenaz. They say that's how they blew in the Beit Midrash of the Chatam Sofer. And some really Yekish communities still blow like that today. But it's one of these minhagim which has sort of fallen into disuse and is largely not practiced. Rav Moshe Sternbach discusses this a little bit in Mardim Zmanim, Chelek Aleph Simon Hay. He says that maybe there are different ways of sobbing. In some places, he actually suggests in some places maybe they sobbed sort of joined up sobs, and in other places they sobbed staccato broken up sobs. So you have to blow the way that they sob in the place that you are. It seems strange to me that there are different ways of sobbing, you know, depending on locale, but maybe one could say that, you know, you can sob in different ways, and therefore the trua can appear in different ways. Essentially, though, with these things, that one, we say that one follows the minhag of one's community. Sometimes it's hard to know exactly how the minhag of the community has evolved or been defined. Ad kan.